a running back, a field goal kicker. Still believe they need an offensive lineman and a cornerback. Well, the cornerback has been taken care of. Whatever it is, Rasul Douglas, after being down here a couple of times talking to the team, has signed with the Miami Dolphins. Played 15 games last year with the Buffalo Bills. 29 years old. And going to play a lot of zone. He's had some real good years since when he went from Green Bay to Buffalo. Had four interceptions when he came over in 2023. Didn't have any last year. And the Miami Dolphins have signed him. So if you're wondering what the Miami Dolphins, who said, oh, we love this group, they didn't love him that much that they didn't potentially. And they're not bringing Rasul Douglas in here to sit as a fourth or fifth cornerback.
The 1 year, $3 million deal, by the way.
Okay, not a lot.
They're cheap.
Yeah, no. I get it. They didn't all of a sudden, and hey, he got down to, hey, I need to play. And he turned us down before, and I'm sure a lot of it had to do with money. I don't know if it was a Buffalo Bill thing, and I could never play for the Dolphins. I don't know if that was the case or not. Some people have tried to say that was part of it, but look, it's money. And you get down, and Stephon Gilmore's in the same boat, and so is a couple other guys. Like, all right, what am I going to do? I want to play. $3 million is a lot of money with incentives. So keep your career going. Have a good year. You make more, still young enough. So Rasul Douglas will now join Storm Duck, Jack Jones, and we'll see what happens. Marshall on the inside as well. So breaking news just coming in. Yep, they signed him, and now we'll find about what else that they didn't have on this roster that they need to get fixed. You know, the crazy part of this, how much of this happened because Ethan Bonner got injured? How much of this is because he pulled that hamstring, maybe ripped it? We don't know. They're not going to say. They said it's a hamstring. But they obviously did not like what they had, because they could end up going with, you know, at some point it could be, Rasul's coming in here to play. He's not coming in here to be a backup or to run around on special teams. He's going to be playing. So anyway, that's the news, and adding a little more depth to this. And they made it clear from day one that was kind of their target. That Rasul thing has been their target all along. That's the guy that they wanted to get. And I think everybody knew it pretty much had to do with money. Rasul Douglas trying to get another payday, big payday. I get it. He's 2 weeks out and said, I got to make a move. I got to get in shape a little bit here. I got to play with the team, and I got to get a starting job, because you can't make more money if you're not playing. And so he comes in after spending the last 2 years with the Buffalo Bills. So that's where you stand. We'll see. I don't think they're done, folks. Now, they may be done with guys that have just been out there that weren't in anybody's camp, but they got to get a field goal kicker. We know that. That's got to happen. That's going to happen. Got to get used to the guy that's holding for you and everything else. And then on top of that, we need a running back. We're just way too banged up at running back to take a chance. You got to get a guy that literally can come in here and might have to carry the ball in week one. Seriously, might have to carry the ball in week one. And so we've been hit hard with the injury bug there. And then the offensive line, again, this team has got a habit of saying we're happy with the guys we have. And then these things happen. That's why I tell everybody it's not a shot. It's not a shot. Just Mike is super positive about every frigging guy on the team, and everybody's doing this and their technique and all that stuff. And then something like this happens, and they've been working on it for a while, I'm sure, and said, hey, man, if we really like you and, you know, we'd like to get you here, and they did it. So, again, you can like all your guys. I get it. I think the message today, being a big cut-down day, that it's, we like all you guys. We can't keep you. You know, you talk about, I love your technique and, you know, you don't have mental mistakes and all that, but at some point you look at your room and you got to say, hey, we got to upgrade this thing. We got to upgrade it. And Mike also said something about, well, I think you guys look at the resume too much and some of these guys are going to be really good players, but they haven't had a chance to play yet and develop. And then Mike turns around and signs a guy that has a whole bunch of starts, like 80, like 80 starts, seasons of starts. So maybe our writers, whatever you think of our writers and our media people down here to cover the team, not saying they're perfect. None of us are perfect, but they do a pretty damn good job.
You want to hear Omar's take on this?
Yeah.
He said, I'm pretty certain Rasul Douglas' signing might mean Kendall Sheffield might be headed to the practice squad and Cam Smith is on borrowed time. How does a cornerback unit of Douglas, Storm Duck, Jack Jones, and Ethan Bonner, and he puts in parentheses, who might be going to IR, make you feel?
Oh. That's where we're going to be. Storm Duck got a handful of starts last year. Jack Jones is going to play.
Yeah, this shouldn't be a surprise. Like, they weren't going to make any dramatic changes.
But two guys they brought in, they didn't have on this group. Now, they can say some of it's because of injury, but they went out and ended up getting two cornerbacks to fill their needs that they didn't have. Which, by the way, it's not a – if they're good, that's all we care about. If they can come in and help you and make some plays.
Boy, the missing camp stuff sucks, though, doesn't it?
Missing
the entire camp. Not ideal.
No.
I guess he wanted to sit out, so people were saying he didn't want to go through camp, but.
Well, anyway, that's.
Certainly not ideal, right?
Well, listen, man, guys.
Your first game's in, what is it, 11 days?
A lot of guys think they need 2 weeks. I hear that all the time. I just need this week, get rid of the soreness. Next week, I'll feel better. And, you know, guys been working out, and they're saying,
ready for an NFL game, right?
Get ready, and you'll then pull up.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be running at a different speed than they do when they're working out when they get to a game. There's no question. I'm really curious, too, about to see what this cornerback room is going to look like. And, again, part of this problem is it's banged up. But if a guy is going to be healthy and ready to go next week and you think you've got a couple guys back, who are you keeping as backups at those positions? And I do agree with Omar. I think they really like Ethan Bonner a lot. But again, Ethan's got to stay healthy, man. I mean, just like, you know, I know he didn't pull his hamstring on purpose. He didn't rip it or whatever situation that it has. But, you know, it's funny now. You look at the experience you have at the cornerback position, and it went from not a whole lot of playing time and not a whole lot of starts. And you add a couple of guys, and all of a sudden you look like experience-wise, we'll see what they've got left in the tank, but experience-wise, it's got a completely different look to it. Hey, we got to go to break here. Man, I'm running late, but we wanted to get that story out. Rasul Douglas with the Bills the last 2 years, played 15 games, still almost 30 years old, will join the Miami Dolphins. They know him obviously very, very well. So we'll have more stuff coming up here on the team as it comes in this morning, man, because they still got that other thing to take care of. Get down to 53. By the way, every time you add a guy, you still got to get down to 53 today. How many guys you gonna waive? How many guys you gonna put on IR to keep around? All those things will come into play, and we'll see what happens today. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about getting a mortgage real fast, and you're a little frustrated. It's taking too long when you go to banks, and you need somebody just can get it done, get you rates in the fives right now. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. The man has no life. He's always working, and boy, he's got some great programs to help you out. He's got a great program for seniors, programs to convert your home equity into money right now. Could use it. If you're 62 or older, you qualify. You've been declined by the banks, right? Well, don't worry. He's probably got a really good program for you that can help you out first-time home buyer programs to get you pre-approved quickly. So the next time you do go out and find a place you and your wife really like, you got it. You're there. You're in great shape. That's part of what he does. And by the way, the really nice part of Mike Okocie, besides his 30 years of experience, you can always reach him, man. Even on Saturdays and Sundays, the guy's always working. Matter of fact, he said, Joe, 7 days a week, tell him to call or text me, 561-441-2730. Any questions they might have, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms, subject to change, day without notice. He's an equal housing lender. By the way, go to Google reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews, saying a lot of nice things about Mike Okocie at Choice Mortgage.